get tired of smelling his shirts. I'm so glad I snatched a few of them when he stayed over that 1 week. But his scent is starting to wear off. It was definitely stronger yesterday. I mean, I try my best to keep them stored in airtight plastic bags under the shrine. But I guess the seal isn't perfect. Me taking them out to wear them every so often probably doesn't help either. It has been a while since he last wore them. Should I try to take some more? I mean, I already know every entrance and exit into his house and all the locations of his spare keys. And even then, I'd break his fucking wall down to get more of this. I'm so addicted to his scent. I'd do anything to get a hold of it. And maybe this time I can get more than just his shirts. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Today is a weekday, which means he gets home from work about 5:30, give or take 10 or 15 minutes, if he stops for gas on the way home. Looks like I've got plenty of time to sneak in and out. Not even changing his lock or hiding the spare key in a different place after he breaks up with me. What a naive boy. Oh well, I'm not complaining. Okay, now, to track his laundry basket. If I remember correctly from watching through his window, he does his laundry every Friday evening. I can't see clearly enough, but I would assume his laundry basket is somewhere between his bedroom and the biggest bathroom where he showers at 9:30 to 10. So, if I just go up these stairs in that general direction... Oh, here it is. Oh my god. And I forgot. Today's Thursday, which means it's all full. Oh god. What do I choose? There's so many options. God. I just want to take the whole basket home. Oh shit. Someone's here? It can't be him, right? It's only 3:34 on a Thursday. He shouldn't be home for another... That's right. He has every last Thursday and Friday of the month off. How could you forget that? Stupid, stupid. Just think. How do I get out of here? No way I can use either of the doors. I got it. I'll climb up out of his window and onto the tree where I watch him from usually. I have to go now. Oh god, it's kind of far away. I'll just have to jump for it and grab a branch or something, okay? 3, 2, 1. Landed on my ankle. Oh, stupid tree. And I didn't even get to grab any of his clothes before I had to go. What a fail. Well, at least I got away without him noticing. Hey there. Hey there, you. Yeah, it's me. Your ex. Hi. What am I doing laying on the ground next to your house? Just doing a little cloud spotting. Yeah. Guess you can't really see the clouds through the tree branches, can you? Silly me, I guess. Alright, fine. I was sneaking into your house to steal some of your dirty laundry. Look, I just wanted to steal a few. And look, I brought the ones I stole, and I was gonna give them back to you. They're of no real use to me anyway, since they don't smell like you anymore. So, why did I say that out loud? Here, just take them. And I'll be out of your hair. My ankle. I don't think I can stand on it. Yeah, well, I kind of fell out of your tree. Embarrassing. I can't even just run away out of humiliation. Really? I can come inside. Well, no. I guess there really isn't anywhere else I can go right now. And you're not the type of person to just leave me unable to walk. Are you sure you want the creeper who just broke into your house and tried to steal your dirty clothes in your house? So kind of you. I don't know what to say. Thank you, baby. Oh, sorry. Forget I said that. Force of habit. What? Hold on to your arm? Oh, right. So you can help me walk. I knew that. Yeah, just lay me down on the couch. Oh no, I'm not thirsty right now. Besides, I've bought bothered you enough, haven't I? I am so fucking sorry for all of this. It was so selfish of me to even come over here to take your things in the first place. Just so I can use them to get myself off with. And here you are, still treating me like a guest, even though I literally just broke in. That was the problem, wasn't it? That's why you wanted to split up. You were so kind, and I abused that. You're like a drug to me. I got addicted to you like a drug. I never wanted to leave your side. You became my everything. And you are my everything. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why can't I get over you? That wasn't why we split up. But towards the end, you acted so distant. Like you were tired of me. Like you wanted nothing to do with me. How could? You are also trying to hide the fact that you were obsessed with me too. Baby, why didn't you say so? You know me. You know how much I loved you. Finding out that you love me the same way, it would only make me love you even more. Oh, God, come here. I love you too. I love how you love me. And I love how you love me loving you.